Over her tongue a big black kettle bubbling soup, while on the table nearby were three yellow bowls of different sizes. A big bowl for Papa Bear, a medium-sized bowl for Mama Bear, and a little bowl for the Tiny Bear, said Golden Hair. That soup smells good, she went on to say. But my, what an untidy house. I'll put the place to rights while I'm waiting for the bears to come home. So she went to work to sweep and dust, and soon had the room in order. Then she went into the bedroom and made up the three beds. The big one for Papa Bear, the medium-sized one for Mama Bear, and the little one for the Tiny Bear. She bustled and had everything as neat as a pin, when in bounced the three jolly bears. For a moment, the bears stood speechless, with wide open eyes, staring at Golden Hair, who stood like a ray of sunshine in the dusky room. Then they burst into loud laughter and made her welcome to their home. When they saw how nice and clean it was, they thanked her heartily and invited her to share their dinner, for the soup was now ready and they were all hungry. Golden Hair spent the rest of the day with the three jolly bears, playing I Spy and many new games which the bears taught her. When the afternoon sun was sinking in the west, the little girl said she must be getting home, for her grandma would be anxious about her. The three bears would not let her go alone, so they all set off together through the twilight woods, a merry company. Golden Hair rode upon the broad back of Papa Bear, while Mama Bear and Tiny walked gaily on either side. In this way, before night had fallen, they came clear of the wood and up to the home of Golden Hair. To be sure, the grandmother was much surprised at this shaggy company with her little golden hair. But when she saw how jolly they all were and how handy they were in helping Golden Hair pick supper, she was delighted to have them stay and gave them welcome. Papa Bear split the wood, brought it in, and built the fire. always.